Yo.
Yo.
Okay.
Josh was just here on. Josh was on the other joint. He's logged into a seven.
Careful with your headset. Like you're paying it off.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yo. How about now?
Yeah.
You hear me?
You hear me, bro.
All right.
Welcome back, y'all.
How y'all doing?
Welcome back. It's been a minute. It's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very long minute.
Bad back, Jax, or your back is corrected. Pause.
Bad back, say less.
I'm still beat up, but you know, getting stronger in time, man.
Pause.
You been hitting the gym?
Yeah, no choice, bro. And the thing is, I got that old man strength, man, which is crazy. But you know, when you hit the next set, man, them 30s is hard, man. That weight and shit be different to burn off, bro. Like metabolism dumb slow. I'm like, yo, what the hell?
You gotta really be committed to this.
So even when I'm hurting, I just gotta go. Even for half an hour, you gotta stay active. You know what I'm saying?
No more red meat, huh? No more red.
Yeah, red bones is different. Red bones is different. Red meat, nah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I can go without a cheeseburger before I can go without some, you know what I mean? Some yummy. So
what does that be saying? That. The yams.
Yams is delicious.
I prefer duck meat, but that's just me.
The yams. Yeah, you wasn't there, Joff. You wouldn't understand. You understand when you get a little older. But, yeah. The yams. We talking about the yams.
Shit.
Joff, yeah, how Houston treating you, Joff?
I'm doing quite well, actually. You know.
I asked you how you was doing. I said how Houston is treating you.
I'm doing well. They're treating me real nice.
I bet. How's the Southern hospitality? they treating or you treating?
What do you mean, tricking?
Yeah, no, that's what it sound like.
Exactly, right, yeah.
I mean, some people call it tricking. Some people call it tricking. Some people call it treating. You feel me? It all depends on how deep your pockets is. I've been dating. Right? Oh, I bet. You've been tindering. You've been blacking. You've been blacking. You've been finding new friends on Facebook.
I mean, black is not bad, brother. Though. BLK not bad. BLK, but I don't fuck with Tinder, though.
Why?
Nah, that's the loose.
You better get your swindle on. Loose, stop playing.
Be on Tinder.
That's a fact.
You better get your swindle on. Stop playing.
Yeah.
I got the op facing me right now. I'm going
I heard them hoes is giving out some free bread for broken promises, man. I'm with the vibes.
Fucking vibes.
I'm gonna have to go overseas. Go overseas with it, respectfully.
I'm about to tell him right now.
I don't know, cause that nigga he played that shit very well. I ain't going.
The ops is chasing him. What you expect, man?
He played all right. That shit well. All
right.
Enemies are after me.
You know what's funny? What's whack about it is, city girl. You know how city girls got popping? How they got that old man to blow the bag? City girls is up 1,000. Now when the twin sisters do it, we ain't shit. Niggas ain't shit. Blah blah blah. We need reparations. Niggas want to do GoFundMes for the joints that got swindled. Like no, you got swindled.
Do with you,
sis. Got swindled. They went on a whole press run. Like, oh,
I don't feel so bad for them just for the fact that y'all was hyped, because I mean you saw the first ones. She met that nigga the same day and by that night you on the plane with the nigga going to another country.
Fact. I mean
he ain't gave it up.
He kept his dick end in first class, though. Facts. Different.
Facts.
You know what I mean? Facts. I'm trying to get buffed in first class, nigga. That's a dream.
Off the other joint pockets, you heard? Respectfully, yo. Nah, that dude's better, you know what I mean? That's the truth. That dude's the truth.
Come up off the come up.
Smooth. Then had the other joint he swindled come around and join the fold. Had the kid, nah. All in the mix, all that. She knew everything.
His fake bodyguard's homie of the year, yo. He held the story alive.
OD, that nigga punched himself. That nigga decked himself. That nigga knocked himself out. Nah, I ain't gonna hold you.
That's homie of the year.
Homie of the year, facts. Do y'all do that for me?
Nah. Oh, damn. Yeah, it got quiet.
I got you. I know, it falls quiet, but I got you, bro. I hope you deliver the story, all right?
Yeah.
My enemies are after me, huh?
I got that. Enemy.
Nah, you took too long, bro. I ain't gonna hold you.
I felt, I heard a nigga scratch his neck. Like,
Yo. Nah, man. Shouts to the Lakers, though, you heard? Shouts to the Lakers. Shouts to the Knicks. You feel me? Shouts to Philly. Shouts to Brooklyn. We all fishing, you heard? We all fishing. Shouts to Houston, too. You know, I forgot about the Houston Rockets. You know what I mean? You out there now and shit like that, so you got to deal with that. I heard them. Yo, Rockets tickets is dumb cheap, too. Next season, bro, cop out. Cop out, bro. Get season tickets, bro.
Just to get the experience.
Facts. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to be honest, though. If you tend to swindle, you can be in the press box. You know what I'm saying? It's different.
I bet, right?
Now, respectfully, Fonz, I ain't going to hold you. Houston basketball ain't doing too good. Well, that press box might be like 50 cash. I ain't going to hold you. That press box might be for the low. Respectfully.
You know they giving out glizzies.
What? Yo.
I go. Free glizzies.
I ain't gonna hold you, bro.
You get a dozen free glizzy for your purchase of the
just for being here,
man.
Just
listen, respectfully, let's uncancel glizzies, man. Let's uncancel glizzies.
You get three free glizzies. You get
let's get back to the old days, man. Let's uncancel glizzies, man. Yeah, you niggas is wild. Now, bro, out of pocket. Let's cancel not eating glizzies, man. For real.
I had a bad experience.
What you talking about, that cookout?
Yeah, nigga.
That was a whole year ago.
Those niggas was sniping,
niggas,
though. Like,
they, bro, niggas
this nigga was dead hitting, bro. I don't
niggas
even know
left
how
me hanging, things, bro.
Yeah, the way they came I from, he was behind me, or no way how they could have saw this nigga.
Thought this was your man's. Niggas left you out the
door. Nigga ate the glizzy under the shirt. Nigga took the shirt over his head. Ate the
and then niggas exposed Job right after. Like, nah, but we saw you take your bike too. Nah, you ain't had no dice.
Breaking them shits off.
You ain't had no dice in your hand.
That nigga.
That had much of a piece of nigga trying to kill me.
That nigga went to eat the glizzy.
Show me the footage.
No way.
Show me the footage.
Let's uncancel glizzies, man. Let's act like grown ups, man. Let's act like grown ups. Let's uncancel glizzies, for real.
How you feel?
Let's enjoy.
So you gonna uncancel pause too?
Nah. It's still a pause though. It's still a pause.
Too grown.
It's still a pause. It's still a pause. You still gotta pause that. You baby still gotta steps. Pause that, bro. Yeah, baby steps, bro. Baby steps. Let me get a hot dog off the grill. Pause. You feel me? Respectfully. Always add the pause after that. Always add.
Damn, bro.
So do you guys say pause when you eating the glizzy?
When you ask for it, bro. This nigga said off the grill, bro.
Listen, depend how fast he eat it, right?
Yo, hey, how fast the nigga eat it. Pause. Pause. Let's normalize glizzies again, man. Let's make glizzies great again. Shit. Because at this point, bro, this
Gaga?
This nigga Mike gonna be on the fucking billboard holding a bag of buns with some ketchup and shit.
Feel me?
They're gonna be standing shirtless in front of a grill.
Shirtless, yeah, facts. This.
Nah, cause it's like, yo, at this point, bro, I'm just trying to enjoy the summer before you know what I mean, shit gets wicked out here, cause it's getting wicked out here.
Like eating Western beef franks.
Never this is. It's either Nathan's.
Those are the long shits too.
The buns come in 8, but the hot dogs come in 17.
Oh man,
got the hot dog. Nigga said bigger than bun size.
The Frankfurters.
The Frankfurters. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here, bro.
You straight walky for this one. But well, yeah, bro.
Man, listen. That's you gotta grow up someday.
Imagine a nigga trying to bag bitches off Tinder with a glizzy in his hand. Nigga, that clowny, you off the rip.
Tough. First off, why would that even be on your Tinder profile picture?
You seen worse profile pictures on those shit, son.
That's true.
Bitches be having group photos, they be the ugly friend. You be seeing it all, you know what I'm saying? Bitches be kissing their dogs in the mouth. Used to,
on Tinder.
Shit, I haven't been on Tinder since 2000.
I thought he was going to say yesterday or some wild shit. I was waiting for it. I ain't gonna hold you.
Nah, hell
no. I was ready to laugh.
I hung up my Tinder jersey years ago, bro. Like 2018, yeah.
19. I had a scare. I said, I can get off of that shit.
You had a scare.
Yeah. Different. I'm like, nah, I'm good. Let's talk about it.
What kind of scare you had, bro?
Nah, the trainees, niggas, motherfucker be crazy.
Niggas is vicious because this nigga started laughing.
This nigga, right? Like, yeah. Laughed at my pain.
But somebody meant it's always the training. Always. Every single time.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I didn't even know either. I got caught slipping.
Yeah, and the shit. Niggas be sending it to the group chat. That shit is crazy.
The nigga let me know.
Bro, all you had to do was read the bio.
You? What, bro? Wow.
Yeah, read the bio, man.
All you had to do was read the bio. That's all right. I had to do. All
right, so boom.
Where you taking us, bro?
I'm taking niggas nowhere.
You came in hot. Like, all right, best. So listen, and then
that's how the bio starts. Is what he's saying.
Yeah,
we know about to be a chair. All right, listen.
And then you see a freak right at the bottom of the rainbow.
Oh, man. Yo.
Out of pocket.
But they be mad. They be trying to sound real, you know what I mean? Real devious with the shit. Like, yeah, I just turned. I just hit the corner. I just spun the block.
All right, so wait. So since we in new age lifestyles, right?
Huh?
You mean new age lifestyle?
Whoa.
Fuck you mean? I'm lost.
So, yo, respectfully.
The fuck does that mean?
Respectfully.
Because Josh said he almost got OT yoked out there.
The fuck?
Hey, Josh know what I'm talking about.
Nigga said, would you? He ain't even ask the whole question. He just said,
would you?
I'm from the 80s, bro.
I'm from the 80s. Yo, get 89. You're not fucking from the 80s, nigga.
88. Piss some respect on my shit, nigga.
All right, well, listen. You not from the 80s, nigga. You from the 90s.
You ain't from the
80s,
man. You
listen to Big Daddy Kane, nigga. You ain't
bro. A little bit,
nigga. A year a bit.
My pops was playing that. What are you talking about? All
right, so boom.
Nigga from the '80s now.
Yeah, I'm from the '80s, bro. What you talking?
You not, bro, bro. You was born in '88. You're not from the '80s. Let's snip that in the bud right now. You're not from the '80s, my nigga.
I'm from the
Don't 80s, jack bro. That. I'm tired of when niggas jack that shit. Boy, anybody born 87, 80, no, matter of fact, 87 and up. You not from the '80s, bro. You're not from the '80s, bro. You're from the '90s, what? Respectfully.
Okay.
From the '90s, respectfully. You're from the '90s. Fonz, you from the '80s. Fonz is old.
Yeah. Cause my numbers naturally say 80.
Fonz from the '80s. Fonz can tell us what the '80s is like. Fonz can tell us what the '80s is like. Feel me? Yeah, respectfully.
Saturday morning cartoons, nigga.
Bro, that lasted.
Yeah, I was there for that, yo.
That lasted up until 2004. We was all there for that. Yeah. Oh, shut man. Up.
I don't know about 2004 though, but we was there for that.
Yeah. Young. I don't know.
I don't know if it made out the 90s, but.
I also watched the Saturday cartoons in high school, respectfully. Yeah.
Niggas watching Teen Titans and shit. Ben Flash. 10, nigga. You watching a whole different set of cartoons. Yeah,
coming on
bucko.
Every day, though. Man.
Watching a whole different set of cartoons.
That's not the same,
man.
Though, bro. We talking about like Saturday regular morning. Channels. Exactly. Saturday morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That shit lasted
yo,
up until 2004.
Yo, Mike, how old are you, man? Shit.
Yeah, I'm like,
be there,
bro. How old are you, bro? What year you was born?
I'm like 25.
What?
Yeah. Nah, I believe.
He's lying for that. He's lying there, but it's cool.
I'm like 25, bro. I still got a couple of years ahead of me, man. For real.
Yeah.
Sure. Shout out to my OGs and all that. Shout out to my old heads and all that. You feel me? Born in the 80s.
You're welcome.
Good looking, bro.
Yeah.
You born in the 90s, y'all. Don't jack that.
I'm born in the 80s.
You was born in the 90s, bro. Don't jack. No, actually, no. You was born in the 90s. Facts.
I was born in the 80s.
All right, where we going with this, man?
Nah, I just want to make sure and clear because I'm tired of niggas fronting like they from the 80s and not from the 80s. What you remember from the 80s, Ja?
Shit, man.
I bet.
So much stuff, you know?
So much stuff. Bro, I barely even remember anything past 70. Anything.
I remember. I'm going to get you, sucker.
Bro, I barely even remember anything. I barely remember. Yo, this nigga here.
What
I'm
you
gonna
said
get...
what I remember?
Nigga caught the rerun.
Classic.
Nigga caught the rerun. Nigga caught the rerun. Fuck out of here.
One rerun?
You wasn't in the movie theater when that came out. Fuck out of here.
Oh, nah. Man, that's too
but
funny.
I barely remember my mom like anything past 10 years old. Like anything before 10 years old, I do not remember. It's like a vague memory. I remember like certain shit, but I don't remember everything.
So you say you remember everything you was 11?
Nigga, I barely remember last year.
But you remember Glizzy. You know what? I ain't gonna get into that. So anyway, yo.
You remember having a bad experience too.
It's been a long time, man, since the gang was here. We all here now. As you can hear, we all back to the same old bullshit. Ain't really been no change. I'm glad to hear
Speak
some
for yourself.
Uplifting moments.
Speak for yourself. There's a whole lot of change going on.
I'm glad to hear.
Bro, you got some growth in your life? I hear that.
I'm glad to hear. I'm glad to hear everything else is going on. But yeah, let's get really to the nitty gritty of why we here, man. Man Cold Podcast, we've been off the rails for a minute. Let's get back to some real manly shit. And as you know, man, you know, this is your boy Bad Bad Jack, you know, whatever. Anyway, I'm here, man, with my brothers, my squad. But listen, it's a lot of bitch asses going on in the air. It's a lot of sensitive nigga shit. It's a lot of heartbrokenness right before summer. Let's just get right to the heat, man. Fuck all this catching up and shit. We do that on the personals, man. Yo, whoever getting bodied in the background, I feel bad for them.
Mike,
damn.
You a little too far up, man. Close the window or something.
Close the window, nigga. Yeah, something, bro.
I would if the AC wasn't there. It's hot.
Oh, man, sorry.
Damn.
It's hot. Remy. But yeah, man. Well, yeah, we here. Let's get right to it, man. Let's stop fronting, man. Have you niggas suffered a severe breakup right now? Right before the turn of the summer, right before
nope.
the tide has come. Nah,
nope.
Damn,
I've been
so
single for years.
So I'm guessing y'all can't relate then, bro. Because my man Michael B,
Yo.
Good old Michael B.
You know what's funny about that, though? I respect Lori for even coming out and telling the truth like that.
You know what?
Realistically, I respect her for that. OD.
That might pin me on. I'm lost.
What? So you don't know about the situation, John?
I know they broke up, but yeah, I didn't hear anything about she coming out or anything.
Yeah, she told straight up, like, listen, like.
Not coming out like that, but yeah.
Yeah, she clapped the eyes or nothing like that. Okay, but she said respectfully, like, yo, Michael B. Jordan. Not ready for a relationship right now.
All right. Wait. Because let's be honest, that's speculation. It didn't come from her.
It didn't?
It came from somebody. It came from a source. That's from her camp? From their people. They know the situation.
It is somebody who said.
Somebody that knows of the situation spoke for them. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I was like, damn. I mean, if the reasons of why she did it was true,
I respect it.
She did it because she doesn't want to be in a relationship with him. Because he's too nice.
So much him, but she ain't trying to be tied down to nobody.
Oh. She's trying to get ready for the summer.
I mean, you know what's crazy, though? I might be going jacket and be like, yo, she for the street. Is she for the, I mean, shit, somebody got to be outside.
Somebody got to be honest, too. So, I mean, hey, yeah. I respect
it.
You
were saying she was for the street before she got with him. Yeah, was she with Future?
Her track record said, you know.
She don't last long relationships. Whether it's her fault or whether it's the other guy's fault. Or whether they just broke it off, you know what I mean, mutually. But she... It's like, all right. But
Mike, stay still, bro.
Yeah, you going in and out, bro.
Wherever you at, stay still. You know what you said?
Now, I said, respectfully, if the speculation is true, I respect it just because, you know what I mean? Like, I would want somebody to be honest with me and let me know, like, listen, this ain't it. This ain't what I want right now.
It's not true with me.
Facts.
All right, but is that the corny way to go out when you hit him with that?
Yeah.
If you just get hit with that line, that is super corny. If you just say that line, it's not you, it's me, that's a corny-ass line. That line's played out. We gotta figure something else to say now. Like it's not you, it's me. It's not cutting it no more. Respectfully.
I mean, I would be a little jaded if I got hit with that. But
you gotta be tough.
But let's be real. A lot of people in the beginning said the relationship was cap anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, yeah. We all know if it was cap.
Yeah, it looked like a good cap.
Yeah,
that was a good Yankee.
People was always saying shit.
Nigga said, your contract obligations was up. We fulfilled the agreement, and you know,
she ain't want to sign the extension.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. You know what I'm saying? She ain't want the package to go. You know, so I mean, can we be upset?
I'm not upset.
No, not so much.
But given the situation, as a man, can we be upset? Yes, definitely. You know why? Because what if he was like me? Really
invested in this?
Exactly.
Man.
What if he was really invested in that? Right? What if he was? Right. He was really. You know, what I mean, he felt a different way. It's never how we feel. It's always how they feel, and then we got to live with that.
Think about it. You flying them out. You're doing things. Going out, you buying gifts, you investing into this person.
I'm not trying to be funny, not to cut you. I'm not even trying to be like this, but you can't say you respect it and then try to disagree with it. She got her own money at that.
You could respect somebody still disagree with them.
I'm not saying, God, y'all niggas are so fucking.
No, no.
These niggas know exactly what I meant. No, in the term of, I see where you go. No, bro, it's either you with it or you not with this ideology. Because it's like, all right, it's fairly simple. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And let's be honest, you exercise your options. She's still fire. Am I wrong?
No.
Still got some, you know what I mean?
Not wrong.
She's good looking chick. She comes from money. She got her own bread. So she can exercise her options.
That's a fact.
I don't think it's fair, no matter which way you look at it, whether it's got male or female, when you got the time and the money to exercise your options, I don't think you ever going to be looked at no other way.
That's true.
The only thing with a guy is that as a guy, when you get older, you're going to want somebody to hold you down. You're going to want to, you know, shack up with somebody. But if it don't work, then what?
Back on the play.
Back to the drawing board. Yeah,
and then, and as a guy in his particular case, who can get any plethora of joints just the same as she, what's there to be upset about?
That's true.
You're gonna be, you know what I mean? You're going to have mad.
And you don't need to be upset if there's no real feelings involved, but there's feeling involved, and that shit goes out the
window. It's a slippery slope.
You feel me?
It's a slippery slope.
Said, if he really feeling shitty, he putting the time and the effort in because he wants this shitty to be his. Yeah, he gonna be tight.
Yeah, I mean that's natural. That's natural.
But I see what Fine said. I see what feelings pass. You know what I'm saying?
It's part of being player, my guy. Like,
but I mean, if it was just like a, you know, we just having a good time,
dude. We having fun, yeah.
Yeah, you know? It's nothing. All right, cool.
I know what you're here for.
Came,
you
I saw, I conquered.
There you go. There you go. Yeah, straight up. That's the realest way to look at it. So
charge that to the game, basically.
Yeah, man. And you know what? Bygones be bygones on both ends. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Because I'm not even trying to be on a broke nigga spectrum. Be like, yo, that bitch foul. Nah, that's just corny.
Nah, bro. That's not. Yeah, yeah. Like, for anybody to feel like that, it's just like, whether he's hurt or not, cool. But nah, like, respectfully, and it didn't end sour from what we see. Like, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but it don't seem like it ended sour. It just seemed like, bet.
The same for me. I'm out of here.
Yeah, like, you feel me? So I could respect that too. Like, that I could definitely respect too. Like, I like situations that end like kind of sort of like that. Given what we know, you feel me? Given what we know, I could. Okay, cool. That's fine.
Yeah. Y'all ever experienced something like that?
Nope.
Nah, damn, bro.
Nope. Working out with somebody and just be cool.
I mean, not so much cool.
Not
but
cool,
to have,
but just
have a mutual like, yo, partner. You know what I mean? Like,
have some kind of clarity. Nah.
Yeah, like not even clarity, because I don't even know if it's clear.
Clarity on my end. Yeah.
It's just how y'all leave. You know what I'm saying? Selfish bastard.
Nigga said, "Listen, I know what I'm doing. I don't know what you're doing, but I'm doing my thing. So yo, you could do your thing. You could do your thing, or you can still try to do your thing with me. But I'm doing my thing. Like,
facts.
Yo, Josh, you ain't shit.
At least I let you know.
And if he would have said that,
at least I gave you the choice.
That other player, if he said that, he didn't even say that." You know what I'm saying? Nigga was sitting there looking like Wallace when he was in fucking The Wire. You know what I mean? All sensitive and shit. Like, hey, come on, my nigga. You got shot. Like,
nigga looking
you
like.
You in your stomach, nigga? Was that nigga from Hardball? When he did the Hardball thing?
Nigga was looking like, oh, sorry, Lori. I ain't want to go to Arizona. Yo, shout out to Michael BJ, man. For real, B. Shout out to him, though. Yo. That's his initials.
Hey, yo,
man. You gotta say that differently.
Yeah,
bro.
You gotta
that
redeem
cool.
that nigga. Yes.
Man, listen, I need to grow up, man. I need to grow up, B. Word. Y'all need to grow up.
What the fuck is going on?
Y'all need to grow up. Y'all need to grow up, B.
Is that the real reason why they broke up?
Oh, damn. You spicy. You spicy.
Nah. Michael B. Jordan's my homie, man.
What?
I don't know that nigga. Cut the fuck that. Put me in a movie, nigga. Then we be my bestie for real.
Yo, Creed 3 coming out soon. Yo.
That's my dog, man. That's my dog.
Nah, but for me.
Tomorrow, right?
Yo, where's Michael B. Jordan's birthday, man? His birthday probably coming up. That's why she broke it.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
That'd be crazy, right?
Yo.
I got $5 say he gonna be in a yacht with some white girls.
Yo, you know what's funny? He probably already on a yacht right now, just tight.
That nigga was at the game yesterday with a tan as a no cap, bro.
I just sent y'all the fucking
Exactly where he was at. Nigga had Cordae next to him. That's fucked up. You gave your girl tickets to Cordae? Damn, all the rappers and friends that that's what you choose. That's the worst.
He gotta hang out with Kanye.
He choose nah. He good.
Nah, my man out here stalking bitches.
Yeah, shit. That nigga. He trying to turn that nigga into a weirdo after this. Nah, he good, bro. Nigga Michael B start wearing leather pants in the summertime and shit.
Yo,
Kanye West just wanted his kids, man. That's all.
That's Lori Harvey. Who's Michael B with? Tori Harvey. Who's Tori Harvey?
Who the fuck is Tori Harvey?
That's exactly what's going on. You saw how Kanye popped up with Bob Clone. Nick came with the clones and shit.
Yeah.
Nigga stole a piece of Kim's hair and then that new bitch popped up. Wow, bro. How we moving?
That's you know he cool with Elon, so I'm, that sounds a little true.
I ain't never seen this chick before. And you know, sex robots is a real thing to come, bro.
Yo, so chill, don't die. We not gonna do that to Kanye. We not gonna do that to Kanye.
I'm not gonna put it past him either. But yeah. Hey, I hate
you. Come on, B. You know Kanye hanging out with Future, so Kanye, you know what I mean, he doing this thing right now. He hanging out with Future. He's Toxic Man of the Year. It's gonna be different. The end of this summer is gonna be different. Hopefully, it's gonna be a good summer. Hopefully,
based off what?
Based off, you know what I mean? Well, New York City's it's looking crazy right now. Like a whole bunch of wild situations happening out here and shit like that. Niggas getting indicted all crazy.
There's too much pressure right now. Fuck.
So it's like, yo, hopefully it's gonna be a good summer. OD.
Yeah.
Niggas be getting body left and right.
Shit. Nobody really thought, like, yo, everything's like everything is looking like a little dead out here. Like, I ain't gonna hold you. Everybody's just doing this weird shit.
I mean, they had 2.5 years, you know. Behind
somebody. Yo, bring quarantine back again. Bring quarantine back.
Niggas is outside. They don't know how to fucking act.
I miss quarantine.
And you got spots where the gun laws are just open.
You in Texas, so we know how it is for you, bro.
And you bugging in the hoods. They be bugging out.
You ain't grab one yet? You ain't grab a piece yet?
Nah, not yet.
Why not?
Because I ain't even switched over my license yet.
Oh.
I'm going to do that soon, though. I'm going to do it soon. Then I'm gonna cop my shit.
True. You know what? Since we talking about breakups and weird situations and having the grip, you ever heard about this rapper called Trouble? You ever heard of him?
I heard of him, but I heard about.
Go on.
You heard about the situation though?
Yeah, little love triangle shit.
Shorty trying to say is a no-go, like, shut up front. But yo, let's be honest. If any shorty has an issue with any guy, and they break up, and they just because they say they break up or they on a break, we know what time that is.
Facts.
Us as men know what time that is.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. He nigga has the bitch on the Lambo and something at the bar and all that, like, backstory shit. My guy. We all know. Especially these days. What it's hitting for. We know the show. We know the showcase. We know what they're putting out there. It's like, and you know, as some street shit, it's better to get caught with it than to get caught without it.
But, yeah. Situations like that, you never know. Like, you never know. So, like, it's like you said.
You never know. Bro,
no.
Your profile, though. Like, you got a higher profile than this shorty. Like,
yeah,
you got much more to lose, bro. You know, you folks, even us regular niggas in the street, if you know you stunting or you got a little bit of shine to you, you know what it's hitting for. You know you're not supposed to, you know what I mean?
That's a fact, yeah. That's a fact.
Yeah, bro.
Can you give me a little insight on what happened, though? Because I don't really exactly know what happened.
All right, so he was with some shorty. Niggas thought it was a setup. It could be a setup, honestly, in my eyes. It could be more the love triangle story. But anyway, he out with some shorty. They macking, you know, doing what they do. Sneaky link vibes. And he go back to her spot. Instead of keeping it real player, you go up there with the Lambo or whatever you driving. So you already a sitting duck. And your whip is already identifiable. You know what I'm saying? So some nigga that she was messing with formerly, some in love ass nigga, some broken hearted simp nigga pulled up to the spot, and instead of checking shorty or feeling any need, you know how us men, I've been down that blackout moment path as a crazy ex boyfriend or whatever. Instead of doing the G shit and keeping the player, you pressed up on a nigga instead of checking your bitch. And as the street rules apply, you know what I'm saying? She chose up. Mm-hmm. Keep it PC and just put your hands up and say, you know what? That's you. I'm over here. I'm out. But instead of going upside her head, he went and killed homie in a blind jealous rage of being a player hater. Caught him with his pants down or whatever they say. Ran up in there. And blicked him. He died on the scene. You know, he didn't even have a chance, bro. He ain't had no grip on him or nothing. He didn't even have a chance.
He said pants down. I don't know.
No, literally walked up in the crib. I guess he finished piping down shorty, whatever, but they caught him lacking. Either way. You know?
You said they, like it was multiple people that went in the crib and shot him? Like
no, they as in that one guy.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? But still, I mean, I must say they on the basis of, I think my mind's a little more engaged with situations like that, where even if a shorty is having an issue or whatever, you arguing with you, whatever. It's all speculation from our end, but to have your ex know when to show up and at that time, mm-hmm. whether he's stalking you or not, or checking your socials and everything, you making everything like hot. Yeah. What's a nigga going to know? You know what I'm saying? Mm. Whether it was a setup or not, that should be. We let the streets cover. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, like you were saying in the initial story, in the case of being some broken hearted dude, and you know what I mean, we laugh at one man's pain, but we see this one.
And that's
how do y'all view it? Because you know what I mean.
It's if like.
Let's say Lori popped up with another nigga, but because of their status, of course, you know, you're not going to trip. But mm-hmm. let's say they ain't have no status. They on some the level of this guy and this female that Trouble got caught with. Then what? You know what I mean? He got bread. He can exercise his options.
And it's like, yo, it never should ever have to come to that. Ever. Like, you know, like, yeah, we all get mad. Yeah, we all get prideful and all that shit. It should never get to that, though. Like, it should never, ever get to that. Not, no. It's for not, like, it's real beef going on. Like, you know what I mean? That wasn't even about nothing but a female. Like, it's like, yo, damn. Like, I understand. We, you know what I mean? We go through shit. We all get broken. We all have broken hearts and shit like that. We all handle emotions differently. But it should never, ever get to that. Because then you got to live with that shit.
What you see? What a lot of guys don't, well, not to be funny, it's more of a natural statistic, but Lord willing, y'all don't go through the, you know what I mean, into the system, but the majority of people that's in the system, or how most beef started, or how anything goes down.
Over a female.
Majority of times, yes. If it ain't money, it's over a female, bro.
It's over a female. I'm not saying y'all gonna blick nobody, but you ever been in at that point where y'all even thought about, like, you know what I mean, putting hands on another nigga just because he was fucking with your joint?
Like I said, I've been down that road. I've done it. And then I had to catch myself and be like,
yeah,
this bitch might do it again.
Yeah.
There's plenty, and I had to look at myself even more like,
how many people gonna be fighting?
Yeah. Like, the lucky part on my end was that selectively, I used to pay attention. And I would have that, as guys, as much as we say no to female counterparts, it's always good to have some of them in your life. Because I had a few of them check me like, yo, why are you doing this for this bitch? Or why are you going hard for her? This mad joint that want to fuck. You know what I mean? You don't know who's looking at you, who giving you what, but sometimes you got to catch the air, the information when it comes your way. You know what I'm saying? So, thankfully, it was females that was like, yo, you good. Like, let her do her. You know what I'm saying?
And we got to always be privy to the situation where it's like, yo, every action is a reaction.
Holy fuck.
You know what I'm saying? We always got to be privy to that shit. Whether it's a good reaction, bad reaction, whether it's life or death, every action has a reaction. And it's like, yo, it's a, like, this been happening for years, but now it's being heavily televised, just like everything else is. Everything's on socials, everything's on media now. It's like, yo, we see this a lot more often than as of like in the past, and we're still going through the same cycles. like niggas don't learn. Niggas don't learn. Like, oh shit.
Because we don't. You don't learn the lesson until it's your turn.
Yeah.
That's the saddest way to look at it.
Thank God I ain't went through. I never was that pressed to put hands on another nigga over a joint, ever.
What about the joint? You got that crazy where you had to run down on her?
Nah.
Okay.
You ever been in love, mate?
Yeah. That's why I am the way I am now. Cue the music, Fonz. I know you're waiting for it. I know you're waiting for it. Yeah.
I was waiting for it. I'm like, yeah. Perfect moment. Cue the music.
You
know, the whole music when he was sound. I heard that shit playing. Oh, man, I wish we was in the same room again. Yeah. Cue the music, man. Cue the music. I already knew that shit was coming. I'm like, all right. Yeah, man. Cold world, so I got to be colder.
Real Aquarius shit. I hear that, bro. Hear that. Not even on no corny Zodiac shit, though, but real side. Them were the most. Whew, I put those Sagittarius joints a little off. They crazy, but them Aquarius, bro, they some cold players, man.
Shit.
Cold, nigga. Like when they off you, I thought when they off you, like they still be on your body, but you can't tell, bro. Like when they done with you, they just not gonna let you know, but they let you know. You know what I'm saying? Like
so many other ways.
Oh man.
That's funny. I could say the same thing about Libras.
They're little mental freaks.
OD, bro.
Mental freaks. Like, OD. Love them, but, you know, you got to get them. When you hit them with the book knowledge, it's on. They love that. They love that. They love that, that retort, man. They like that.
Tips from Fonz. Heard you.
Like you said. Man.
You about to start here on astrology page and shit. Then got all the answers.
Oh man. Fonz and Freaks coming Fonz to you soon. Fonz and
Freaks.
Coming to you soon, you know what I mean?
Nigga be in front of a green screen.
Freakology. Freakology.
I'm gonna do it like it's the weather channel.
With the candles lit.
Facts.
Oh man, with the robe with the tarot cards. Oh man, yo.
I'm a dress in between like Jim Jones and Miss Cleo. The head wrap with the butters on. You hear? Call me now, you hear? Call me now.
Oh, yo, the head wrap with the Yankee yo, with the head wrap with the Yankee logo.
Diamond, I'm gonna get a diamond crusty with the BB belt to match. Like, yeah, I think I'm flexing, son.
Oh, the
keychain going around and shit.
Facts. Yo,
what's goody? Hey, what's goody? What's good?
Nah, what's goody? What's good, brothers and sisters? And then the whole time he's spinning the fidget spinner on the one hand. Nah.
I'm gonna do the goods with a cup of Henny. Just sip the same cup for a whole hour.
And you ain't really sipping. This is the shit still the same amount.
wait, Tama, what was worse? What was worse? Goods holding the same cup of Henny for a whole battle? Or Tory Lanez holding the same blunt for a whole
freestyle? That blunt was crazy. That blunt was crazy. That
quarantine radio, the nigga had a blunt for 2 hours. Never was like, damn, bro, you gonna smoke that shit?
His man's in the background waiting for him to pass in this shit.
Pass the L. Now. Like, oh, shit.
That nigga logged on to the live just to tell him to pass the blunt.
I ain't even lighted yet.
Bring quarantine back for real. Bring that shit back. Those were the times.
Yeah, he needs some more.
Wait. Before we get up out of here, hold on. Wait. Speaking of Tory.
Nope. I'm good.
Nah. I bet. In better news, shout out to my guy, Johnny Depp. You heard? 15 mil. We up. You heard? 15 mil. I don't know how she going to pay that, but she got to pay that. Respectfully.
She's going to be doing straight into Netflix movies for the next 15 years.
Man, listen, if she even get Netflix movies, they canceled her shit. Canceled all her shit. She done.
File bankruptcy.
She done.
Damn. Yeah, fact. Well, sound effects.
Yo, listen. Go. Yep. All right, we already know what that means.
Well, take it away.
Thanks for rocking with us, man. We appreciate y'all for appreciating us. Yo, shout out to my man Joff out there living the Houston life and all that. Shout out to my guy Fonz, you know what I mean, thugging down in Harlem and all that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to myself.
Fonz be all over the place, man.
That's a fact. He be in Harlem, Bronx, Brooklyn. That nigga be in Queens, Long Island.
I might pick a new state next week. So, I don't know yet.
Shit, you better pick Atlanta, Georgia.
Not right now.
Why not?
Not right now, man. I mean, I was in the Young Thug. I'll be okay.
Yo. Prayers go out to Young Thug, man. We hope you all right. Hopefully they doing all right. You know what I'm saying? They looking at time, respectfully. I don't know how they going to beat that, but shit.
Like, these locking these rappers up. Is it me or these rappers getting locked up and killed? Like,
that's one or the other.
And it was building that case for years. Yeah. But in a lighter note, though, man, hopefully I enjoy y'all day. Hopefully I enjoy y'all weekend. Hopefully I enjoy the rest of the year. Stay positive. Stay blessed.
Hey, come on. Time's ticking. Close out.
Man, listen. Yo, Jav, send us off, man.
How you say? Y'all could have been anywhere, but y'all here listening to us.
And we appreciate
that. There you go.
All right. How you doing? Make sure y'all follow us on the Man Code Podcast. Somebody's still on there. Somebody on that page still working.
I don't give a fuck with none of y'all. We all get lurking.
Keeping the lights alive.
The lights is still on.
Yeah, I'm saying. Shout out to all the beautiful black Nubian queens out there.
You know what I'm saying? Don't get too Umar on us. Don't get too Umar.
You heard?
Yeah. I know a couple Ambers out there that listen to us too.
I bet. Send them Amber alerts.
Ambers and Becky's. Ambers, Becky's.
Man, listen.
Yeah, man, we love them all. Michael B style, yeah.
You heard?
All right, man. With that being said, you know where to follow us. Podcast everywhere at the Man Code Podcast. Other than that, appreciate y'all. We out.
We out.